The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We're going to kick things off today with the free school meals programme. So up and running in large parts of the country, not in every school, it's not in our school, for example, but where it has been introduced, it's been welcomed by many, but that welcome hasn't been universal. Plenty of people have voiced concerns, including the chef, the author and the founder of Ballymaloe Cookery School, Doreena Allen, on News Talk Breakfast this morning.
Parents and children and everything just loved it. But then after a short time, the kids seem to, there seemed to be a problem. And then there's a whole lot of, a lot of the children were bringing home kind of half-eaten or whatever meals in their satchels. And both the teachers and the parents are concerned, in some cases are concerned about the waste of food, the packaging and so on. And not to speak of the nutritive quality of the food.
That was Doreena Allen on News Talk Breakfast this morning. We've heard from chefs like Doreena. We have heard from nutritionists. We've heard from teachers, from school principals, from parents. The suppliers of these school meals have gotten in touch with us, as they often do when we talk about it. And if they want to get in touch now, that number, as always, is 087 1400 106. What about the people, though, we rely on to provide food for us fundamentally in this country, are farmers? Dennis Drennan is president of the Irish Creamery Milk Suppliers Association, the ICMSA. Dennis, good to talk to you as always. What is the prevailing view amongst your members as to the value of this whole programme?
Well, good afternoon, Kieran, and good afternoon to all your listeners. Well, look, we're hugely supportive of any child entering school to make sure that they do have access to hot food and hot, nutritious food. And a proper school meal that they're not trying to study in their schools and develop without being fed properly. So we're hugely supportive of the scheme to start off with. But we do think that there should be a nutritional standard involved in the provision of food. And that food should be both nutritionally balanced by dietitians or experts in the field, but also that food should be bought locally if possibly, and make sure that it's sustainable and environmentally sustainable food.
And do you worry that is not the case across the board? I'm sure there's brilliant suppliers out there and really lovely meals being provided to kids, but that maybe that's not the case in every school.
Well, there's no standard for the nutritional value of the food. And I mean, we've had parents ring us to say that some of the schools are relying on a local deli to provide, you know, chicken nuggets and chips for the children as a hot school meal. So we don't think that's appropriate, like that there should be properly dietary requirements, and that it should be nutritious, healthy and a pleasurable experience for food or for children. So they get used to eating proper food and the experience of a pleasurable experience that builds their habits for years to come.
There's a huge amount of focus on the ultra processed nature of some of the food, but I just wonder as well, Dennis, have you a view on whether there's a degree of overreaction? Some of the food is maybe overly processed, but you know, I've seen videos put up online of people talking about some of the ingredients in their food, suggesting we should be terrified. And what they are kind of bog standard preservatives. They've got scientific names, but without it, stuff would rot on the shelf.
Yeah, but surely we can. We're famous. I've just come from a Board B meeting here in Dublin, and we're world famous for producing sustainable, high quality, nutritious food. So surely we can use local food to provide a healthy, balanced meal for our children in schools, and that it shouldn't be all down to just the cheapest supplier. That it should be what's best for the child, and can we develop proper eating habits for our children that they'll carry into their future life?
And are most of the suppliers, to your knowledge, Dennis, are they using Irish products?
Certainly not. Like, we had an incident a number of weeks ago where a parent in from one of the Cork schools came in and showed us that the supplier to their school was using Dutch cheese, Dutch cheddar cheese. That they were passing out to their
Dutch
children.
Dutch cheddar? I wouldn't mind if Dutch it was Edam or something, but I mean cheddar. No. They're using Dutch cheddar.
Dutch cheddar came home in a school box, and the child showed it to his father, who was an Irish dairy farmer, and said, "This is what I've been given in the school." So you can imagine the surprise of that farmer. Like, and you really wonder, you'd have to question, you know, how much effort was put into providing that meal to that child when they couldn't get cheddar that's world famous belief produced in West Cork. So, you know, we have to question, surely there should be standards that if it's possible to use locally produced, nutritious, healthy, sustainable food, it should be used.
Yeah, it strikes me that, you know, a lot of the complaints, they're not huge things. It's really just about having standards. This is something that anybody working in your industry is well used to, a degree of regulation to ensure standards are maintained. And if it's good enough for farmers, it probably should be good enough for the school meal providers.
Well, I think we're world famous. Like, we're exporting products, and you're talking about Trump there and the tariffs and all that sort of thing. Like, I mean, we're exporting about $2 billion worth of food and drink to the United States, and surely we should be able to use that in our local schools to give our children the best possible start in life and provide them with a nutritionally balanced meal when they turn up in school.
What is the level of concern amongst your members about those tariffs, Dennis?
Well, it's a huge concern. Like, as I said, there's about $2 billion being exported to the United States at the moment, mainly made up of dairy products and drinks. And God knows what's going to happen. Like, I mean, if there is a huge tariff put on that, it will certainly increase the price in America. And all our products are premium products in America, so there's only so far you can push the consumer, and so many consumers that are willing to pay a premium. So it's certainly a worrying time for farmers.
Yeah, because I actually thought of you know, Irish dairy products as well, when somebody suggested that we're going to have to find other markets. Now, that might be fine for kind of a pharmaceutical product. The product is that Viagra is the same, whether you take it in Chicago or whether you take it in somewhere else in the world. But a premium product, it's harder to turn around and say, just find another market. There's very few premium markets like the United States out there.
Yeah, well, Kerrygold is famous. It's the number two butter in America and number two selling butter in America. And it's renowned all over the United States and in the premium aisles all over the place because of its creamy texture. And, you know, the New York Times came out there recently that it was off the charts. No other butter could match it. So we've developed that, in fairness to our new developed that market over many years, and it's a very much a premium market. But as I said, it's the top end of the scale. Mm. And if we put a tariff on top of that again, will it deter people from buying it? And that's a huge worry.
And how worried are you that, you know, the focus might be on other areas of the economy if there's a sense that we can't protect everyone, and maybe the Germans, the Czechs, want to protect their automotive industries, the French want to protect their aerospace industry, the Danes, like ourselves, maybe big pharmaceutical exporters want to protect that industry, that we might take the eye off the ball, policymakers might, in terms of the agri-food industry.
Yeah, it's always a worry, and it's actually already after happening with the Chinese economy when the European Union got into a spat with China over electric vehicles being imported into Europe, and China then went to put a tariff on dairy products going to China. Not all our dairy products, but certain dairy products. So there's always that worry that there's collateral damage when two nations or two continents get into a spat.
That's the concern a small country like ours is always going to have, isn't it? I mean, it was, let's be honest, it was the Germans who drove that tariff on Chinese electric vehicles coming into Europe because they were trying to protect their own manufacturers. And it didn't bother the Germans too much if Irish dairy farmers were hit.
No, well, it's just Germany, France, I suppose, Spain and Italy were the main ones who were who were trying to compete with Chinese cheap in China. And like in retaliation, the Chinese started looking at French dairy products, but we ended up as collateral damage in that. Like, so that's always the worry. Like, food seems to be much down the priority list when it comes to trade wars. And unfortunately, because we export so much, we're always vulnerable.
Well, listen, our discussion on school meals ended up being collateral damage there as well, a little bit, Dennis, once you mentioned the US market. I had to ask you about it. So listen, thanks a million for your time. Dennis Drennan is president of the Irish Creamery Milk Suppliers Association, the ICMSA. We will be coming back to tariffs in a few minutes' time, Trump's tariffs, and we're going to talk about how they're actually going to impact us in the pocket in this country. But lots of people are getting in touch about school meals. I don't understand, says one listener, how schools are not using local shops to procure local produce that is edible and delivered close to eating time. Somebody else says, what's in lunch meals is no better or worse than the processed food that they get in supermarkets. There's an enormous waste of food in our school. Quality, quite poor as well. Such a waste of money. Also, many children are very picky, so don't often eat what's ordered and have alternative lunch from home in their bags to eat. Anyway, nobody is monitoring quality. I think our money has been used to try and buy parents' votes. My local school once gave celery sticks dipped in fondue, and they called that a hot meal. Is that true? Celery sticks dipped in fondue. My school is one of the schools getting the hot meals every day, says another listener. Children get chicken goujons, pizza, stodgy bread rolls with a sausage in it, no veg, but because they are heated up, they're considered a hot meal. Plain rice, plain pasta. We also dump about a tenth of these meals every day because the food is delivered even when the children are absent. Many of the children literally play with the food and then bring it home to be dumped. My school alone spend €3,000 a week on this. We are crying out for psychological assessments, occupational therapists, etc. But this is where the money is going. And one more for the moment. I think this is an interesting one because it's not from a school, from a creche. I work in a creche. More and more children are overweight. We have to feed them every 3 hours. Dinner with us and then dinner at home. We are killing our children with kindness by feeding them to death. Sounds drastic, but true. 087-1400-106. Thank you for the text. Keep them coming. We will come back to that issue, I suspect, a little bit later.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.